Test 4. Part 1. You'll hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B, or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You will hear two people talking about grandparents. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
I've just got back from visiting my grandfather. It's been ages since I last saw him. I really miss him now that we live so far apart.
Where does he live?
Up in Scotland, in a tiny fishing village. It's beautiful up there. It really suits his character, as it's such a serene and isolated place. And yet there's a really warm community spirit.
All my grandparents have passed away, sadly. But my father's parents were great fun when we were kids. We used to do all sorts of things together. They usually had more energy than we did, to be honest. They'd take us on hikes over the hills, and we could barely keep up with their great strides. They thought it was hilarious watching us panting behind them.
Now you will hear the recording again.
I've just got back from visiting my grandfather. It's been ages since I last saw him. I really miss him now that we live so far apart.
Where does he live?
Up in Scotland, in a tiny fishing village. It's beautiful up there. It really suits his character, as it's such a serene and isolated place. And yet there's a really warm community spirit.
All my grandparents have passed away, sadly. But my father's parents were great fun when we were kids. We used to do all sorts of things together. They usually had more energy than we did, to be honest. They'd take us on hikes over the hills, and we could barely keep up with their great strides. They thought it was hilarious watching us panting behind them.
Extract 2. You'll hear two people talking about their childhood. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
You always got away with murder because you were the baby of the family.
No, I was just better behaved than you.
Sure you were. That's why you were always finding excuses for all the things you did and blaming stuff on us when you were about to get caught.
It's not my fault I was smarter than you.
Cunning would be a better way of putting it. It had nothing to do with intelligence. In fact, you were a bit of a dunce at primary school.
Oh, cheers. Well, I certainly made up for it, didn't I? Where's your degree then, clever clogs?
Now you will hear the recording again.
You always got away with murder because you were the baby of the family.
No, I was just better behaved than you.
Sure you were. That's why you were always finding excuses for all the things you did and blaming stuff on us when you were about to get caught.
It's not my fault I was smarter than you.
Cunning would be a better way of putting it. It had nothing to do with intelligence. In fact, you were a bit of a dunce at primary school.
Oh, cheers. Well, I certainly made up for it, didn't I? Where's your degree then, clever clogs?
Extract 3. You'll hear two people talking about their partners. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
How are things between you and Brian, Jenny?
Oh, you know, the same old situation. I don't see why he bothered to propose. I doubt if we will ever get round to tying the knot. I think his divorce really affected him more deeply than he's prepared to admit.
Don't be so harsh on him. You need to look on the bright side. You have a great relationship, and the very fact that he's proposed shows that he's committed to you. He just needs a bit more reassurance. Be supportive and have some fun together. You two both work too hard.
Now you will hear the recording again.
How are things between you and Brian, Jenny?
Oh, you know, the same old situation. I don't see why he bothered to propose. I doubt if we will ever get round to tying the knot. I think his divorce really affected him more deeply than he's prepared to admit.
Don't be so harsh on him. You need to look on the bright side. You have a great relationship, and the very fact that he's proposed shows that he's committed to you. He just needs a bit more reassurance. Be supportive and have some fun together. You two both work too hard.
That's the end of part 1.